Onomai, I want to welcome you here. Just a couple of announcements. First of all, Kat, when you began to sing that song, and I know this is very pertinent to your profession, but I felt like I felt like there was a breakthrough anointing with your voice. And it just like opened up something, and I felt, and God said, it's like the breaking of the waters. And I felt like with your song is going to come a breaking of the waters for people. People who've been waiting for something to happen, people who've been waiting for dreams to come to pass, and including in your own life. I felt like your voice is very important even to you. And I felt like there's a breaking anointing over your life, a breaking of the waters to usher in dreams and visions. And I just saw usher in the anointing of God, and I just want to bless you. I want to pray a strength over your voice and a grace over your life to continue to sing like a bird released. It says, you know, that don't worry about what other people think. Just worry about what God thinks. He's going to show you some incredible secrets as you sing and usher forth. And people may not know what he has shown you, but out of your song will come the breakthrough. And so I wanted to bless you with that. I just want to bring attention to our lovely birds on the left here. These were painted by our wonderful Coral, who's actually sitting here. And these have been very formative in our values that we have in city life. And I want to bring attention to them because we do have a poster created now that holds the words of our values, that holds what we as a body of leaders in this house came together to decide the things that we really want, the values upon which we really wanted to die on. as were to do life with and to really fight for and pursue for in the way in which we hold each other here in city life. And so there's a big poster at the back with the explanations on. There's the birds and there's a little poster on the side there. And I'd love you to go and to look at them and to understand what they are. The piwaka waka, the little fantail, is stands for arohatia, which is practicing kindness. That's a good one. The Kotari Kingfisher is the nako pono, demonstrating integrity. The Kereru o Kukupa, the pigeon, I just learnt that word this year. It's a Taranaki word for the Kereru. Is manaakitanga, and it's choosing generosity. There's the korimaku, or the bell bird, which is the manukurihi, stands for pursuing freedom, yes? And the last one, the waro, is the welcome swallow, which stands for whanaunatanga, that's cultivating connection. So I'd love you to read them, to have a look at them, and to understand what they are. But without further ado, Mr. Lee. Pastor Lee is going to come and speak to you.
Pastor Lee must be in trouble. Oh dear. Hello, darling. Thank you. It's just before we go on at all, I'd just like you to close your eyes for a minute. And I'd like you to take the deepest breath you possibly can. Just breathe it in. And release it. And now we're just going to say, Holy Spirit, would you fill me? Take a deep breath. Hallelujah. That's better, eh? Do you know you can do that at home? You can do that in the car. You can do that anywhere you like. And I encourage you to do that. We're just reminded that the first human being was formed through the dust of the earth and the breath of God. And as the breath of God came into that formed clay, if you like, there was a coming alive, became a living soul. You can read about it in Genesis. But this morning, there's a couple of things I want to mention straight off the bat. Have we got the slide there? First of all, is an invitation. On Thursday night, we're inviting as many of you can be here for a VIP supper. There's some things as leaders that we've been talking about, and from 7 till 8 o'clock, we would like to share those with you. So VIP supper, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock on Thursday night. Be here. And then next slide, please. There is a, we just want to highlight something. There's a bit more information on the bulletin board, but there's a Kids on what is it called? Our Kids Online. It's a couple that have just created a resource. They're not Christian couple, but the material is really, really good. People have had a look at it. That sounded really bad, but take it the best way I could have meant. So, but there's a great resource that they have created called Our Kids Online. So City West is hosting that from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. There's other churches, including ourselves, who are helping to back that. But City West Church, 6:30 to 8 o'clock on the 22nd of November. Once again, more info on the board. And the third place is Kotaitanga. Kotaitanga means, Kotai means single. And Kotaitanga means the act of being one. The Church of Taranaki is going to unite on the 6th of December at the TSB Stadium. We're shutting down our church. These doors will be shut, and we're inviting churches all around the mountain from Hawera, Pātea, Opanake, Stratford, Inglewood, Waitara, all around the mountain. Manaia, we talked to someone there. It's a real buzz. But what we're going to do is getting together just as an act of worship, act of humility, an act of coming together, so that from this region of Taranaki, around Taranaki Maunga, we are going to declare the goodness of God over our nation. Right? So 6th of December, there'll be more information, but we want to let you know right now. So I've just got a short time to share with you, I'm gonna command you right now, right? This is my commanding voice. Whakarongo mai. Whakarongo mai. Speaking about hearing from God. Thank you for the next slide there. Whakarongo mai. I discovered a couple of weeks ago, I got this Bible, this little app that teaches me little kupu, little words in Māori, and it just helps refresh the learning that we've been on, the learning journey we've been on for the last 3 years. And the word that came up was rongo. And I always just thought it meant, hey, listen up, guys. But rongo, it means to hear, to feel, to taste, and to perceive. It includes all of the senses with the exception of sight. Whakarongo mai. It reminded me of a verse in Psalm 34, verse 8. It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And what happens when we taste and see? Blessed is the man and woman who trusts in him. Taste and see. Whakarongo mai. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Next slide, please. Because at the moment, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there have been a few voices around. Oh, no, hang on. That's right. This is good. See that thing right in the middle there? Oh, this is my bulletin board, by the way. It's got like that Far Side comic. It says, I command the foul demons that have clogged this vacuum cleaner to come out. A little bit irreverent, but I liked it. It was funny. So every time I see something that's a little quirky, there's a picture of Christopher Lee, who's my namesake, great actor and singer. Anyway, but the thing in the middle I want to point you to is that pretty early on in our leadership journey, I came across this thing in some Christian junk mail that you get. And it said, hearing God, your future depends on it. So as I speak this morning, I'm speaking about hearing from God, hearing from God. And next slide, please. Because one of the things that we find, especially in our modern living, is that there are so many voices. Would you agree? Right? There's voices on the media. There's voices in social media. Advertising. There's people called influencers now, right? They used to be parents, but now they're influencers. I'm sorry. There's opinions, and that's just mine. But there's so many voices, right? And who can you trust? You see, there's different levels of speaking. There's the information thing. And as we've discovered, there's information that is fake news. We've discovered a new term over the last few years, haven't we? There's news, but there's fake news. There's information and there's misinformation. There's things that can cloud our understanding of what's going on, much less the truth. There's communication, right? That's two-way communication. But then there's miscommunication, because how easy is it for us to miscommunicate? Have you ever got a text message where the person on the other side of the line has got on predictive text, and you get the message? There's communication and there's miscommunication. I'm just trying to find a safe one, but no, you know what I mean, don't you? We've all been there, haven't we? We've possibly all delivered some misinformation, and certainly we've all received some misinformation. But there's all of these things, and then all of a sudden, a text message can set off that. It's like this little spark that can set off this kindling wood. If you're having a bad day, you're thinking, well, what do they mean by that? And then this, and all of a sudden, there's disconnection. So many voices. And then there's the third thing, which I put up there, conversation. And I'd like to suggest to you, this is the level of listening and hearing and experiencing that God wants to invite us into. Everything about God invites us into a conversation. He wants two-way dialogue. Two-way dialogue. This word isn't, for example, just a stick in your head. It's actually to invite us into a conversation. So just a couple of things. You see, in the Exodus story, do you remember the Ten Commandments? Right, and I'm not going to ask anybody to recite them in order, right? I'm not going to do that this morning. However, what in that same chapter, Exodus 20, there's an experience that Moses was brought into as he came down and spoke to these people that, hey, God is a good God. He wants to speak to us. This is what the people said in Exodus 20, verse 18 to 21. It says, when the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet, saw the mountain and smoke, they trembled with fear. You know what? I think possibly many of us would feel a little bit the same. They stayed at a distance. You see, one of the things that the enemy tries to do is to disconnect us from one another. His job is to lie, to kill, to destroy, to separate. They stayed at a distance, and they said to Moses, speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die. You see, one of the things that we can do, if we have a misunderstanding of who God is, of the goodness of God, we can actually try to avoid him. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning. But the people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. See, sometimes it seems like that. I love that picture that Beth brought of the mist that came over this morning. You know, sometimes we can misinterpret the mist. We can misinterpret the darkness. But and the thing is that as human beings, we tend to recoil and run away. We tend to try and avoid things rather than say, God, where are you in the midst of this darkness? Where are you in the midst of this mist? And he invites us into that conversation. But we can take ourselves out of the conversation before it gets started. Hey, sometimes that's not a bad thing. You know, if the conversation is getting heated, sometimes it's good to step away. But if it's God speaking, and this is the whole point of what we're talking about, how God speaks to us and wants to invite us into that conversation. Don't take yourself out of the conversation. See, fear is the opposite of love, and it twists our perspective. It puts us into a defensive position. Have you ever got into a discussion, all of a sudden you find that you're in a defensive position? That's not going to aid with conversation. It's going to put a wall up. And yet God calls us closer. God calls us into that conversation, because fear is the opposite of love. I love 1 John 4. It was such a confusing book to me. It still is a book of riddles, in circles. But I love this. There's in John 4:12-16, it says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. If you're in a situation where there's torment in your mind, where there's a little, where the fog is coming in, you're not in a place of embracing love. If there's fear there, there's torment. There's horribleness. Okay, here we go. We love him because he first loved us. You know, Richard this morning invited us into a new journey of love. Did you hear? Whakarongo mai? He invited us into a new relation of love. Because the opposite actually is not where God does his best work. Fear is not where God does his best work. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Are we reflecting who God is truly in this world? If we're walking in love, I believe we are. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. He who fears has not been made perfect for love in love. We love him because he first loved us. Our ability to love God is only there because he first loved us. It's a beautiful thing. And Jesus spoke in John chapter 5. It's a beautiful scripture. It says, John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his life. I have testimony weightier than that of John, for the works that the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I'm doing, testifies that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice or seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. Who's he speaking to? Us? You know what? I think he is. He is addressing Pharisees. He is addressing people that hid behind a particular thing that they knew all of the words. But what he was saying is the words point to me. Everything about God points to Jesus. Everything from creation to the end speak of Jesus. And he's inviting us into the story. See, you study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. Who do we have eternal life in? Christ alone, Jesus. See, the love of God through Jesus invites us into conversation. Not just information, not just communication, but conversation. And I love it in John 15:13-15, it says this, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You're my friends. Who's God speaking to? The same people he was speaking to. We can be like Pharisees, and he speaks to us to challenge us. But then he speaks to us to draw us into conversation. He says, you are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Isn't that a beautiful picture of Jesus' heart? Now, I'm looking at the time, and I don't want to go over too much, but the next couple of slides have got some scriptures on them. If you want to get out your phone, you're most welcome to, as long as you're not checking your Facebook, all right? Yeah, you can take a photo of some of those things, because I probably won't speak to them. But the question that I'd pose to you this morning, you probably know many of these things. How does God speak to us? And first of all, I think it's so important, the God's word. Matthew 4 speaks about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. And he says, as the devil came to tempt him, he says, man does not live by bread alone. He was hungry. He'd been fasting for 40 days. He says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. He speaks to us through revelation. And if you look at the whole book of Revelation, it's a mysterious book. But right at the beginning, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. You see, in every form of revelation, God wants to reveal Jesus to us much more. These are some really interesting scriptures. If you check it out, you know, back in 1980, we were allergic to any words that related to like dreams and visions and trances. And yet they're all in the Bible. right? And the fact of the matter is that sometimes God does have to speak to us in our unconscious or semi-conscious ways. How many people have had a dream that God has spoken to you in? Yes? Many of us? How many can't stop, Jenna? God's speaking to us all the time. Sometimes we have to be asleep for him to get through because of all the other distractions. Dreams and visions and trances. And like there's some wacky things like Joseph. Joseph was a dreamer, wasn't he? Joseph dreamed and that got him offside because in his dreaming he didn't have the wisdom of God. So with every revelation gift, there is the necessity to have interpretation. And then through that, there will come the time of application. It's sometimes not for the immediate time. It's often for a time to come, as you read about the Joseph story. Cornelius and Peter, God spoke to Peter in a trance. I love this next one, signs and tohu. Have you heard the expression about putting out a fleece? That comes from Gideon's story. That's actually saying, God, if you're right, can you give us a hand and let me know, right? You might have heard, even we spoke about the piwakawaka this morning, the fantail. The fantail, often Māori, in Māori tradition, the fantail arriving in a house was a tohu, a sign. Some associate it with negative stuff, others not. I just think it's a sign that makes you wonder. You know, you've heard of signs and wonders. Signs make us wonder. Signs invite us into a deeper level of conversation. Memories. We spoke about that this morning. Beth spoke about that in that powerful psalm. You know, your life sucks at the moment, but you remember stuff when God has turned up in your past. You remember those things. And I think I've used, just the whole thing of communion. You know, when we take communion, and communion can be around your breakfast table. If we remember God, we're remembering his death until he comes again. Remembering the new covenant in his blood as we take communion every day. Nature, I love rainbows, you know. I love flowers, like trees. Nature. Does nature speak to any of you when you're out and about? Crashing waves? Wind in your cascading hair? Waterfalls, all sorts of things. Streams, beautiful. Stories. Now, stories are so important because we all have them, haven't we? We have stories where God has met us in a time of need, in a time when we weren't even expecting sometimes, and all of a sudden God blesses us with something. How many have just been unexpectedly blessed for no reason? And only God would have known that particular thing that would have blessed you in that way. Have any of you experienced that? Because it's not just in times of need. God just loves to bless people. He loves to bless his kids. Do you like to, if you're parents, do you like to bless your kids? You do. And other people. See, one of the things I think we need to understand is that God uses other people to speak to us. Sometimes it's necessary for people to come and speak to us, maybe to bring some adjustment in the way we are seeing ourselves in a situation. Hey, we don't always get it right. And some people can lovingly come alongside of us and say, hey, I'm not sure that you realize, Chris, but how you're coming across is a bit harsh, etc., etc. And then you take a look at yourself, people, and then other people come along inside you said, man, Chris, you just did such a great job. That's fantastic. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need some adjustment. Sometimes you need some encouragement and everything in between. So God uses people. How does God speak to us in those different ways? Next slide, please. How can I hear? How can I hear? By the way, this is a teaching service today. And we're looking at some kingdom values. So this is what I want you. I want to leave you with something that you can take away with you that's practical. How can I hear? The first thing you've got to do is position yourself. I've got four words for you. These are very practical words. If you want to hear God more clearly, turn off the phone. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he speaks to us through posts and memes and this and that and the other thing, and scriptures can be posted online. But if your sole connection point is through technology, you're not positioned to hear God as clearly as he'd like to speak with you. The first thing to position yourself, though, is in your heart. Believe that God is who he is, and he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Come to him God, I want to hear from you. God does speak to us when we come to him like that. But if we position ourselves, God gives grace to the humble. We spoke about that mist of grace this morning. As we humble ourselves, the mist comes in, if you like, and grace is available. Grace is about God's supernatural ability to do the things that he's called you to do and be the person that you're supposed to be. We need to come in faith. We need, and at times we need to fast. I'll just honor my friend Mark Jones. And his kids used to notice when he wasn't eating. And he says, Dad, what are you doing? He says, I'm just cleaning out my ears. You know, sometimes fasting, sometimes the ability to hear more clearly will involve us taking our normal body out of its routine. In that, so make an appointment. Hey, helps to have a space to do that. Open your heart. Thankfulness, praise, thanksgiving, instead of coming with a grumpy sort of countenance. Just open your heart. Begin by thanking him as we did this morning. Open your Bible. That's really, really important because God doesn't just speak wacky stuff. He might start with a picture that's unusual, but often he will confirm that in his word. So open your Bible. Make opportunity in your routines. And I love mowing the lawns. Beth will tell you this. It's one of my holy places with God. I put on the earmuffs. I crank up the old Victor two-stroke, smell the fumes, watch the grass get from scruffy to nice. I say, I'm going out to vacuum the lawn. But there's times in your routine. Turn off the radio or the podcast. It might be even a Christian podcast. Turn it off. Begin to speak in tongues while you're driving, while you're walking, while you're sitting still. Some of us are less comfortable with the sitting still. Some people like to lie down and pray, kneel. That's kind of old school. I used to love Weston Carrier. Did anyone know Weston Carrier? His healing ministry brought a miracle to one of our children, miracle healing. But he always used to, before he spoke, he used to get down on his knees, and this was even in his 80s, and he would acknowledge God by bowing before him. So you're posturing yourself, whether you sit, lie, stand, sit still, whether you're running, you know how God can connect with you. Don't try and paint yourself into one particular way. Timely obedience. You see, one of the things from hearing God is actually obeying his voice. You know, remember speaking about that, the wise man who built his house upon the rock is the one that heard, but also started doing what God was saying. And if you need to clarify things, I've mentioned this before, there's always process in revelation. When God speaks to you, there's always a process involved. And many of you, once you think, oh, God, show me this thing. Awesome. And then there's a delay between what he's spoken and when it's outworked. And sometimes hope deferred makes the heart sick. But return to God. Return to God. Ask for. Say, God, would you showed me this. Can you please help me to understand that? That's called interpretation. And then once again, when you're in a situation where you know it's time, then he gives you the grace to apply what he said. And I just think that's so important because we can become so impatient. Do you know, I sometimes send a message or I try to ring somebody and I know that everybody carries their phones, except for me, mine's up there, in their back pocket or on in their purse or something. And yet we all get busy. But we almost expect people to immediately pick up now, don't we? Does anyone remember the old coily phone where you had to dial it? You know, some of you might be that old. Or even press buttons if you had a real flash phone. But we had to actually walk to the phone to get there, eh? And then that might take a few seconds. Do you know what I'm saying? One of the things about hearing from God is being patient enough for him to give you the next step. I'm going to finish with a little waiata that we all know. Wairua tapu kuhu mai. That means Holy Spirit, welcome. Nau mai ki konei, you're welcome here. Wairua tapu, arahia, guide us, Holy Spirit. Kōrero mai anō, speak to us again. Kōrero mai anō, kōrero mai anō, wairua tapu, we love you. Holy Spirit, will you teach us to be attentive listeners? Father, I just pray for these people who are here today, who are watching online. Kōrero mai anō, would you speak to us again? Would you give us the heart? Would you give us the heart to come again in faith, knowing that you're a good God? Can I have that last slide, please? See, we have to expect God's goodness when he speaks. God is good all the time. When he speaks, it's for our good. Even in correction, expect God's goodness as we obey his word, as we hear his voice. I'd like to do two things this morning. Can I ask you to stand, please? Understanding that God is inviting us into a conversation that's based on his love. Right now, in Jesus' name, I break off every work of fear in this place. Every work of fear. We take authority over the spirit of fear. We bind you and we speak it off. Every single person here today, every person watching. Fear, you're like ice that melts in the presence of the fire of God. So right now we speak the fire of God that would warm and inspire and reveal and bring light, that would release love in Jesus' name. And I'm going to suggest to you that this is your invitation back into conversation. So, no reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou. Lord, we bless, speak blessing that makes rich and adds no sorrow. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Hey, bless you, dear ones. Remember, VIP supper this Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. here at City Life. Look forward to seeing you there. God bless.